I didn't even get it started.
Wow.
And that was like 2 seconds.
Yeah, look at that.
And
we're back.
I can't even
do it. Welcome to Bar Talk.
This
is Beamer.
And
I'm DJ K.
And DJ K is having problems doing an introduction tonight for some reason.
I usually do that.
I know you do, but you are struggling right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you 2 seconds and one free week of not having to do the intro. We are coming to you from...
live from Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar.
In the beautiful Middletown, Delaware.
No grill.
No grill.
Beautiful.
Well, they have a grill, but...
Yeah. Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar. We're broadcasting, or we're recording live. We're not broadcasting live. We're recording live. And this is Bar
Can
Talk.
Can you record not live, though?
Yeah. We're recording. We're recording recorded.
We are alive while we're recording. There right. We go. Let's. We have to put an extra letter on it. Not live. We are alive.
Right. And we're in Middletown, Delaware. We're doing our thing. This is Bar Talk. For those who are listening for the first time, who are like, what is this about? It's two guys at a bar, and we're discussing things that people talk about in bar. And when we say people, mostly guys.
Yes.
Mostly guy stuff. So,
but not completely exclusive from,
we like bitches and hoes. We exclude dumb men.
We talk
exclude,
about,
I said exclude dumb men.
We talk about yoga pants. We talk about,
and that was a joke about the whole B&H thing. That was just a joke, okay?
And you say it twice, we got to abbreviate B&H after.
Yeah, don't go burning your bras and yoga pants and thongs for us. Okay?
You can, but just make sure you don't put anything else on.
And video it. Okay, so,
And it's, for anybody that is new, if you want to reach us, it is best way to do it is what, Keith?
Email us, bartalk1@yahoo.com. BARTALK, the number 1, @yahoo.com. That's the best way.
That's the best way. And we are through Podomatic.
Yep. Podomatic, and we're free on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, you have an Android phone, iOS device. What does that mean? What does iOS stand for?
Inducing obvious system problem. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're on yourself, if you got a smartphone, or if you don't have an Apple, you can get us on the Galaxy Tab, something like that. Go to podomatic.com. You can download the app for free and listen to us for free. Subscribe.
I think it's actually integrated operating system, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. Nerd. Okay, so welcome to Bar Talk. And what we talk about is just, you know, things going on.
Yeah, we are.
In general, people sitting in a bar talking. Okay. What we always do, we have our, what is it, ceremonial, our traditional?
Our tradition.
Our normal. Our trademark. Our copyright.
Our annual traditional ceremonial
daily,
toast.
Weekly toast, yeah.
Weekly,
and
daily.
We just toast to start the show off. So here's to a beautiful.
Because we are drinking.
Yeah, great episode of Bar Talk. That didn't have much click to it at all, did it? That was weak.
It's going good. There you go. But seriously, she switched beers on me.
What are you drinking now?
It tastes like Bud Light.
Yeah. See, I'm more of a lager type of guy.
Well, that's fantastic with your lager. But while you enjoy your lager, let me go run out here and take a piss real quick. So
yeah, we're going to take a break. You have to say that. You know what I say?
Oh, in pee pee.
I say I got to go wash my hands.
I've got to go flush out my system.
All right, we'll be back in an hour. All right, we'll be right back right after this. Going to take a quick break. Right back, more Bar Talk.
Sorry, I had to I mean, draining my system. I mean, washing my hands.
You should have told people, do not go in the bathroom for about 25,
35
minutes.
25, 35 minutes.
All right, so welcome back to Bar Talk. We got a lot of things we want to talk about here. There's a couple things I want to talk about. Okay. Shitting in new. You know what? Can I say this? I don't want to start any racial overtones or things. White people get into some shit that's just really crazy. There are some things that happen that I don't even have to say the race of the person, but you would go, yeah, that was a white dude.
I honestly have a story that we can talk about tonight that you'd be like, if I didn't name the person nor said the race, you probably would think, oh yeah, probably a white person. But
let me throw out one for one. Okay, let me start. I got a quick story real quick. A bear mauls a woman.
Oh, I saw about that. I didn't read the whole story, but
out of her garage. Okay, time out right there. Bear mauls a woman out of her garage. Okay, they have a garage. Probably a white person right off the bat.
I mean,
they have a garage. They're probably Caucasian.
Well, if there's a
not
car
saying
in
black
problem.
People don't have a garage. I have a garage, but. Your first instinct.
Is your car in your garage?
It can fit in my garage.
Okay, then you're probably not white. I can't say that's a total stereotype, yeah. But most white people, if they have a garage, they call it storage.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, okay, check it out. Okay, she got mauled by a bear. Sad story, blah, blah, blah. But here's what happened here. She's going to her garage to do some shit, and she fucking... saw the bear. She saw the fucking bear. Saw the bear. She ain't hear the bear. She saw the bear. Went, oh, there's a bear. Went back to what she's doing. Bear's like, what the fuck is going on here? Guess what he did? Bear went into the garage, grabbed her by her head, dragged her out. Apparently, it was a family. Now,
family bears.
A family of bears.
People.
I've been. I did
That's a
comment.
A clan, isn't it?
Oh, a clan of bears. Yeah, maybe it was a black woman they attacked.
Mm.
I do stand-up comedy for those who don't know. Keith Purnell, keithpurnell.com. Did a comedy show up in Connecticut. It was at a ski resort. I was running late. I had a flat tire on the way there. I was running late. Got there in time for the show. So I didn't go to my room first. So after the show, the manager says, hey, I'll take you to your room. We got your cottage. I'm like, cool. We leave,
but
follow
know,
me.
If you got a cottage, you know you're out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Just look, saying.
I know. We follow him to the cottage. He goes, stay in your car. I'm like, okay. He gets out. He has a fucking shotgun. Walks to the cottage, opens the door.
Oh, that's just a scary bear.
He looked around, wait for me to come in.
You ain't
he
killing
goes,
no
okay,
bear
you're good.
Shot.
I'm like, what the fuck is a shotgun? I'm like, is the crime that bad? He goes, no. There's a mother bear in the area. She just had cubs, and they come to this dumpster right here.
Yep.
And my cottage is right down at the end of the cul-de-sac where the thing... I go, well... And she comes to the dumpster. I go, well, why don't you move the fucking dumpster away?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, that's a good idea. But he knows... Okay, here's what I'm getting at with the story. He knows that there's a bear and a cub around, and he knows how, you know...
How dangerous,
dangerous the situation is. This woman... sees the fucking bear. Oh, there's a bear. Oh, there's our cubs. Oh, I'm going to go in the garage and still do what I got to do. And the fucking bear.
But where was it at?
They were in Florida. This is in Florida.
See, I don't know how many bears are actually. I mean, I could be wrong, but.
A black bear at that, so they're pretty. Kodiak's the biggest.
Kodiak's the biggest. Black bears
I think
are
the black
actually...
bears are kind of more vicious and grizzlies are.
Well, grizzlies are. Vicious. I think black bears are real timid.
I don't know. They got teeth. They vicious to me.
Honestly, I mean, I never heard a black bear down in Florida, so I could be wrong.
But they don't know if it was more than one, like the whole group of them
if
or whatever.
Like, migrated down or whatever, because of the fucking cold, too.
Yeah. Well, here's something else that struck me. They go, here's some tips from the Department of Natural Resources to help you survive a bear attack. You ready for this, Beamer? Doesn't matter about race here. Here we go. People who are attacked by black bears. they didn't say bears. They said the black bear. So not Don't race out there. I'm just saying. There's a black bear. There's a Kodiak bear. There's a grizzly bear. People were...
There's a polar bear. You want to get white.
Now, granted, this was in Florida when this happened. Okay. People who are attacked by black bears are encouraged to stand their ground.
Honestly, I have heard that, but I'm thinking when you're in a garage...
Time out. Stand your ground. Florida. Black, in quotations, bear. Is this like a Trayvon Martin? No, this is... Okay. What are you going to do? Like the Karate Kid? Are you going to do the Karate Kid pose? How do you stand your ground to a fucking bear? Where do you go?
You know
right
what?
Back at him?
I don't know which is true, which is not. And that's part of the problem with fucking bears. Because I've had bears fucking run out about 20, 30 yards from me up in Western PA,
right. Walking
trails. And you're like, oh, it's me. There's a bear over there.
Be bigger than the bear or something? Or increase your size?
Yeah, increase your size.
What do you do? Get a hard on? Hey, look at this. How do you do that?
I mean, honestly.
And then they say, don't back away. Don't play dead. So what is it? Bears don't eat.
They don't eat dead things. But playing dead.
Don't they walk up and go, smack you around a little
bit? Yeah, they'll smack you around. That's part of the problem. If you're playing dead and you're laying there and they're smacking you around, eventually when they catch you with that claw,
you're going to go, ow!
Ow! And they're like, oh, free meal. And you're laying underneath of them, underneath the fucking 400, 500, 600 pound bear, and you're what they call their shit tomorrow.
Right, so I guess backing away shows fear?
Yes. Because you're making yourself smaller and smaller and smaller as your back.
Because
their vision is supposedly not that great, but...
And they're fast. Okay, well...
And they, yeah.
Stand your ground. Make yourself big. Okay. That's the same lines as punch a shark in the nose. Just throwing it out there.
And in the eye, too. But, yeah. Poke him in the eye.
Somebody go, just sit there and go, Musa! What the?
I'm thinking if a shark's got you by your leg and you're just sitting underwater, you're going to swing for anything.
I'll tell you what, if a bear's coming at me, I will not stand my ground. I will shit my ground.
Yeah.
So I think that would turn him away.
I'm telling you, as somebody that's seen a bear fucking 30, 40 fucking feet away, you start questioning a lot of things that you've ever done in your life. Because you're like, and lucky enough, I had brush and woods in between and he had a little clearing. So I was like, he's got to run down and run up. And I made my way. I didn't run. Just kept on walking, ignored him, and fucking went down a different trail and jumped down. And then once I got around clear enough, I ran the hell back to the lodge.
I remember me and Shrew, I was DJing at this club in the Poconos. And Shrewsbury came with me. Shrew came with me. So we're taking the stuff out of the car. And Shrew goes, yo, man, there's a bear. I'm like, and we're joking the whole way up. Not about bear, but just, you know, we bullshitting around, joking, you know. We're going up there. I'm DJing, you know, might meet some girls, this or that. You know, this is back in the day. So we go, and I'm getting equipment out the car. He goes, yo, dude, there's a bear. I'm like, yeah, right. I'm not falling for that. For real, it's the bear. Look. I'm like, man, quit fucking around. I turn around. There's a fucking bear in the parking lot. Yo, we hightail it inside. We're like, yo. Everyone's like, what? There's a fucking bear in the parking lot. They went, oh, that's little Kobe. He's all right. I'm like, you call him Kobe? It was this small bear that they go, oh, he's harmless. We're like, dude, we're city slickers. Fuck that. That was a little, small, big fucking bear.
I mean, either he's like orange like Kobe cheese or he's black like Kobe Bryant. I don't know.
Tell you what. And I go, well, you know what? That's how white people get in them. Because they go, oh, it's just Kobe. And they sitting out there. And guess what Kobe does? Come up and fucking eat somebody. And they go, oh, shit, we didn't know Kobe had that in him.
Yeah.
He was such a good bear.
Yeah.
And they want
to
kill him.
Go listen to every fucking person, every neighbor of every person that's ever done anything wrong. Mm-hmm. This makes the news. We didn't think he was a bad guy. He was quiet. You know, he really didn't bother anything. He just went and he just dug through the trash. And oh, that's just, yeah, it's bears. Sorry. He just had a honeypot on his head most of the time.
Fuck the fucking bear.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh is not a real fucking, he's not a true definition of a bear. Just saying.
All right, here's something else I've seen.
I forgot. The sad part of that story is the woman made a phone call to her husband.
Oh,
while she got mauled.
Yeah.
There was voicemail of her getting mauled.
We have a copy of it. Here's. Can we play it right now?
Get my hand!
Yeah,
that's that basically it. Fucking horrible. Now.
Yeah, we said
honestly. Yeah. I mean, that's just wow. I mean, to hear your wife get mauled to death—that.
Yeah, bitch. Unless, I told you to stay out the garage, but no, you had to go in there and snoop.
Yeah, but it's all good because he probably paid the. I mean, he's like, there's extra honeycomb in for you if you do it while I'm not there.
Oh, I love this new cologne. Yeah, it smells like honey. I love it.
Perfume, man. Men wear cologne.
All right, so here's something else, man. This check this shit out. This chick went into a convenience store to get gas or some other items or whatever. There was a cop in line, maybe like two people behind her. He was getting cigarettes or whatever. She makes her purchase, whatever the purchase is. She walks out of the store, gets in the car. The person behind her, you know, hey, 10 on, you know, give me $10 on two. So he put his money down left. The cashier realized that the woman, the first woman, forgot left money. Because she emptied her purse. It was $50. The cop goes, oh, there's a car right there. You know what? I'll take it to her. Cop drives out. He's going to follow her. He's going to catch up to her. Flash his lights just so she could pull over and say, hey, miss, you know, here's your $50.
This wasn't the...
She kept going.
This wasn't the baby.
She kept going. So the cop's like, what the fuck? You know, because he's flashing his lights. So he's like, she won't even pull over. He ran her plates. Turned out she got warrants. Mm. This bitch leaves him on a high-speed fucking chase. And all he was going to do was say, excuse me, miss, you left your $50. And she's a white woman.
Yeah, I was
thinking it was black. I got thrown off of this, and I figured it's a black person. But no, she was white.
There was the same, well, not the same by any means, but it was a story just yesterday. I believe it was Indiana that it happened. Illinois, Indiana, somewhere around there. It was an I state in the United States. And the cop went and saw this woman driving, and she had a small child sitting on her lap while she was driving.
Oh, wow.
So he was going to go. He went and he pulled her over because of that. And she pulls over to the side of the street. He gets out and he walks up to the car. And he says, you know, what are you doing? As soon as he gets up to the car to ask her, she takes off. Leads them on, it's like a 4 or 5 hour chase.
Mm-hmm. She had that much gas in her car?
Left through this. They went to a different state, like Michigan. As she's driving through, the car tire blows out. She goes to the side. She goes, grabs the kid, runs across. Tries to run across the highway, hits the ground with the baby in her hands. And they have no clue why she, they said they found she was on some sort of drugs. They don't know what it was at that
but
point.
But she had no warrants, no nothing.
No warrants. I mean, she was on drugs, and she had a baby sitting in her lap.
Was she black or white?
White chick. Well.
Yep. There we go.
Let's say very light skin.
There we
Hispanic.
Go.
But yes. And it's just like, okay. When I grew up, when I was younger, back in the early 80s. There you go.
Go ahead.
Make you feel old.
Early 80s.
There was times that, you know, my aunt and uncle lived about a mile and a half away from my parents' house. Mm. And I was like probably 5 or 6. I'm like, Dad, I want to drive the car home. And we'd all go over there and he'd have a couple beers anyway and didn't matter, you know.
Yeah.
And
no
like,
seat
okay.
belts. You can fucking climb all over the place.
He's like, okay, go ahead. And he would sit me on his lap and I would steer the car and drive home. 5, 6 years old.
Okay.
Now, probably go to jail for fucking 3 years. Dang. For fucking child endangerment. Not having seatbelts on children, you know what I mean? Not having safety seats and all that.
I remember my buddy had, his parents had a station wagon. We thought it was cool. We would get in the back of the station wagon, sit in
the back.
Oh,
facing the wrong way. Yeah, facing
the back.
Oh, we
thought that was the shit. Well, check this out.
I have 4 friends that have fallen out of cars that are my age that have fallen out of cars going around turns because the doors weren't shut tight and
but
they didn't have seatbelts on.
Are they normal?
Yeah,
they, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, dude, these fucking kids are growing up pussies now. You can't do nothing. They can't eat peanuts.
Don't get me wrong.
No peanuts.
You
bring a peanut to school, we'll suspend you.
Putting a seatbelt on somebody and a small child and actually having them sitting in a seat probably is an awful idea because there's probably enough times that the kids went through the windshields and didn't make it out normal.
Yeah. All right, well, here's something else here. Now, you mentioned you were a kid in the 80s. I was a kid in the 70s.
Oh, bastard.
Just throwing it out there. Let me check it out. Here's what's happening now. And
well, that's telling you his age right now, because he just said what's happening and then what's happening now.
What's happening? So, what's happening now?
Yep.
What's happening now is in the state of Florida alone, there have been numerous cases of teachers
having sex with
having
kids.
Sex with kids, sending, and the teachers are fucking hot.
I've seen the.
They are fucking blazing.
Yes, there are some very attractive women. There's another one.
This chick in middle school, 34 years old, sending pictures to the kids.
That's a crazy thing. A lot of them aren't that much older than like their early 20s and stuff.
These poor kids. You know what you say? The poor kids. They're being. What? I'm gonna say as a male, and this may seem sexist. It's a double standard, but. What the fuck? He shows it to his buddies who aren't getting laid, who aren't getting the picture sent to them, and he tells somebody, oh, this fucked up. Teacher sent him stuff. She don't send me nothing. This guy's getting laid, and he can't keep his mouth shut in middle school.
Oh, nowadays it's such a...
Where were these teachers at when I was in school? I had a crush on my teacher. Miss Sherwood. I looked at my yearbook. You know what she looked like? Maud. She looked like a fucking golden girl. She like one of the fucking golden girls. I was like, she is the shit. But you know what? Well, what happened when I was young can't happen now. You know why? We didn't have cell phones. There was no sending pictures. It was if you stayed for detention, that was it.
Yeah, you had stayed in detention, you might got it.
Remember hall pass? Mm-hmm. Click, click. What are you doing?
Taking
metal images. Click, 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 click. That's what you had back then. And you had your buddy's word for it. Dude, her titties were this big. They were fucking huge.
She opened up a roll and they were bigger than beef. Well, how the fuck is that possible?
I kissed her and the milk shot out. Really? And you had to take their word for it because there was no cell phone cameras back then. Man. You had the big ass Polaroid that, you know, would come out. You had to wave it by then. You could, you know, the fuck.
I remember my...
Where are these bitches when I was in school, man?
I remember my oldest...
Sorry, ladies.
When my oldest brother went to school, there was a girl like a year older or a year younger than him. I can't remember exactly the age. And she ended up getting married to one of the teachers in the school a year and a half after she graduated.
Ah, I knew a couple that was...
And it's like, well, that's convenient that once she turns 18, you marry her. I mean, I guess you just had an instant relationship from graduation, huh?
Yeah. What if she kept the robe? Hey-oh!
Mm.
So, but yeah, that is some shit that just fucking bugs me, man.
I understand that.
All right. I actually have an empty mug. So, if you don't mind, I would like to... how are you? Should we...
No, we can take a quick...
Yeah, we're going to take a quick beer break. We drank here. We're in the bar. We're recording live in the bar. There are people in the background. There's music playing. TVs are on. So, just want you to know that this is live, recording live in a bar, and this is what we do. It's time to get a drink, and we'll be right back. Is that a sad? That's a sad exit.
It is.
We're going to come right back. We're going to regroup here, get our thoughts together, fill up our mugs, get some more beer, and we'll be right back, ladies, right after this.
That's
talking to you.
That's kind of creepy, man.
We'll be right back. Oh, I'm creepy.
Yeah.
But you're Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Hey, don't go start jumping on my shit over there. You know what I like about the podcast?
Motherfucker, you
I'm
put
the best
too
doing
much,
it on the podcast.
You put too much thought into this, boy. You must have been sitting there in your underwear and fucking watching Matthew McConaughey movies like, yeah. All right, Matthew.
Not at all, man.
Have you seen Dallas Buyers Club?
I have not seen it yet. I was told by Beamer. Many people, you need to see it.
You need to see it.
So I will have to see it.
Do you have HBO? Have you watched True Detective?
Yes, I watched the whole, yes.
I'm on, stop it, I'm on episode 3.
Oh, episode 2 was the best, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What is that girl's name?
Alexandra.
This is funny. This is the first time we've talked about this.
Alexandra D'Ascio or something like that.
Because look, he's sitting there and he's tied up, and you go, wow, take your shirt off. And she took her shirt off. There's a scene, Woody Harrelson has a love scene.
And well, we won't call it a love scene.
And a sex scene. Handcuffed. Yo, there was a sex scene. But look, you see her earlier, and you go, ah, she's cute. You don't pay it no mind.
Oh, but then he goes stuff, to so her
I
house.
I didn't know. He goes to her house, and she just has a button up. And I'm like, holy shit. Long story short, she handcuffs him. She's straddled on.
Long story short, watch.
She takes that shirt off. Episode two of True Detective. HBO.
Yes. And you will not be sad about that one. It will be.
Okay, that silence. That moment of silence was just us.
Yes.
Metal imaging.
That is our.
Yes, yes. Round of applause for. What's her name?
Alexandra Diaz.
Alexandra Diaz-lo's exquisite. Oscar-winning, no, it's not an Oscar. Emmy Award-winning scene.
And there's fucking eyes and fucking ass.
Oh, she's got shit. Eyes.
Oh gosh, she's got beautiful eyes. Tits and ass.
She almost made me forget Kate and Miley. She almost.
She almost forget. That made me forget how to fucking breathe for a second. There, I was like, I turned asthmatic out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Woo! I don't need smoke. I think I need a cigarette because I'm thinking about that scene again. Mm. Anyway, True Detective episode 2. Best episode ever.
Yes. And we will be right back because
we'll be right back.
Get my beer filled up and so does Keith. And
this is the longest
first segment. All
right. No, this is the longest. We'll be right back.
Ever.
I started like 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Okay.
People are gonna be pissed off because we're still not leaving yet.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. Right after this. Yawn. That was awful. And we're back. All right, so my glass is full, man. Can we start off? We're gonna kick it off with a toast.
Still a little beer on the table? No, nope, it's my cell phone.
We're gonna kick it off totally with this.
Oh, I hit my notepad.
Oh yeah.
All right. So anyway, so I just had a little technical difficulty.
Right, here's to next segment.
Next segment.
Drinking live right here at the bar, Tom Fullery's Middletown Delaware. What we do. Okay.
Talk about Sancho and Santeria.
Haven't you people heard of coasters? Who put the coals out on my Persia? Who put the coals out on the Persia?
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, we have a guest.
We have the beautiful, lovely Sarah. Smile.
Won't you smile and for me?
She smiled on cue, too. So how we doing, Sarah? We doing all right?
I'm good. How are you guys?
All right. Yeah. Looks so beautiful. Oh, just now.
Oh, thanks. What are we talking about?
Well, not really. We just, we got our shots, for one.
Oh, yes, right. We do.
And telling everybody, well, do we do this now? We just had a toast. They're going to think we're alcoholics. They're going to think we drink too much.
By is listening to it. All
right, let's just bring something up, and then we'll do our drinks afterwards. Okay. How about the weather today?
Oh, the weather was very cold, actually.
Okay, it's time for a shot. All right. We just don't want to just dive into these things.
They need to be savored.
Honestly, you know what?
All right, go ahead.
I want to start this up because I thought it was funny when I saw it on the news today. there was a toddler in Nebraska that went missing.
Who was the toddler?
A toddler, a small child, 3-year-old.
Okay.
Toddler. Infant toddler.
You know what I hate? I hate when they say, how old's your kid? He's about 14 months ago.
You mean a year?
What the fuck? I don't got time for adding and subtracting. What the hell? How old is the goddamn kid?
Your child is two.
Yeah, they basically give it to you like military time.
Yeah. Right. All right, so what happened now?
So this little boy went and his mother had him in the apartment and she went and used the bathroom in the apartment, right? In her apartment.
Oh, okay.
She went to use the bathroom. She walked out. Kid's missing. So she goes, calls the cops. You know, my child's missing. He just left the house. However he got out, whatever. And in a second-story apartment, mind you, at that. So he had a little adventure on him. They go. The cops are searching around for about 2 hours. Well, somebody goes across the street. There is an arcade. And somebody goes and realizes they walk by. And they're... is something moving inside of the claw machine.
Shut up.
The kid got in?
The kid got in.
So he walked across the street.
He walked across the street, got inside of the claw machine.
Was it a black kid?
It was a little white boy.
Nobody pays little white kids no more. Yeah, little white kid across the street. And that's so cute.
Aww.
I bet you it was like 8 people taking pictures of little white kids across the street.
Well, they went. They finally found him after 2 hours being missing, or an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. And they find him inside a claw machine. That, you know, in case our foreign people don't understand it, claw machine is a machine you put money in. There's little stuffed animals. You have a claw that goes, you move it around, try to pick up a stuffed animal or a fucking prize.
There was a line of pedophiles trying to get him out. God damn it, I need quarters.
Make change.
How they found him. They were like, why are all those guys lined up trying to play the claw machine?
Stop.
So they went and come to find out, I don't have the exact number. On the news they said it's something that like 30 to 40 children a year get caught in the claw machine.
I've seen a couple of videos. YouTube, they have a bunch of them where kids that fucking climbed up inside of them.
Okay. I get it. 3-year-old's a small child. They can move around pretty well.
That's a smart motherfucker.
I mean, he had to crawl underneath of a gate, go somehow get in the cubby, and then get up on top and pull himself up. Well, he was strong, too.
I seen one where they actually... it was the surveillance. I think it was at a bowling alley. And so you look at it, you see the kid standing there, and he kind of peeps his head in, and he just climbs inside. So the mom's like telling the little sister, like, come on. And the sister's like, no, pointing. She goes, come on, where's so-and-so? And the little girl's like, right here. The kid's inside the machine, like, laughing, like, dancing in the fucking machine.
You would think you have a machine that's made, you know, it's made for adults to win presents for children and for more grown children. But you would have something that would prevent small children from crawling a fucking side.
No. You watch your kids.
Well,
you watch your kids.
I went to the bathroom.
Doesn't
across
matter.
Across the street.
Beamer, you never had kids.
I never had kids.
You don't leave a kid alone for a second.
Fair enough. But then I just thought it was odd that it said like
30. Oh, that's very odd.
It was like 30 kids in the United States.
You said apartment. I'm like, okay, maybe he's doing another story. Uh-huh. And then you were like, across the street, the arcade. I'm like, what the fuck?
So
the kid went down?
Walked down a flight of steps.
Was he Macaulay Culkin from fucking Home Alone? He's fucking tying pencils together, hit the elevator, going down.
Not. It wasn't that type of apartment.
He tipped the doorman.
It wasn't that type of apartment. He like, you know, he had to throw a fucking fiver to the fucking crackhead sitting next door. You know what I mean? Yeah. But
wow.
Yeah. But it was just crazy. He walked into an arcade. Nobody saw him. You can't tell me that claw machine was not sitting by the front door.
No, it wasn't.
So it was this little 3-year-old opens the door. And they're like, Bob. You know what I mean? Like, they pulled some cheer shit. They were like, oh yeah, it's just a little normie over there. He just walks in. How you doing over there, bud?
He reached in his diaper, didn't have any change. He figured, fuck it, I might as well just crawl in.
You know what I mean? So, that was some crazy shit there.
It's a little white kid walking across the street by himself. Oh, that's so cute. Guarantee you, there's about 20 people, little videos. Little, put out their phone, watch the kid cross the street, and then go to business. If it's a black kid, look at that. The mother's probably on crack somewhere. You know what I mean?
Which comedian was it that said about when he went up to the house?
And Dave Chappelle. Like,
Dave Chappelle.
There's a baby. The baby, get out the street. I'm selling weed, nigga. He said, I rolled the window down, but not all the way. I don't trust it. The old baby on a corner trick. I ain't falling for that one.
Yeah, that is.
So, what else you got? You got something else? Because I got a...
Well, I do have a...
We have a regimented schedule here, folks. All
yes,
right.
I'm sorry.
And we got shots to do, damn it.
Oh, yes. Let's do the shot first.
Fuck it. And DJ K's health is just about back to normal.
Yeah, that's good.
So my drinking will be back on its normal level.
Well, it'll be monitored.
So here's to... fuck it. Here's the health. Here's the good health. All right. And kids and claw machines.
And all right.
You know what I forgot?
What's that?
We were going to do Drunken Perfection.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I literally forgot. Because I just know right now, here's how we do it. I promise you, we'll do it the next one. We take a shot. Timer starts as soon as you take your shot, and you try to put the pieces in. You know the game Perfection.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's our Drunken Perfection. We try and do the times. Beamer can do a shot fucking quick as hell.
I drink beer fucking quick as hell.
So I'm knowing that I'm going to have to make up my time in putting the pieces in beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're taking that shot,
that's the thing. You got to take it down quick.
And I could probably have like an extra minute or two of concentration.
Beamer's really good at swallowing stuff quick. I just happened to notice
that. And Keith's
that.
Really good at saying shitty jokes.
Woo!
Keith, you know what? I do want to bring up one thing. I'm getting fucking off topic for a reason.
Get off topic.
Because you're a fucking asshole. Anyway, did you see there was a dude in St. Louis? And the story just came to light. Back in 2000... the guy was convicted of armed robbery. Okay? He was sentenced to 13 years.
I saw this.
He was sentenced to 13 years in jail.
I was going
to
talk about this. Go ahead.
Went through court, was sentenced 13 years. They said, please wait. We will instruct you what to do, and to going to jail.
Yep. Nothing happened.
They never got back to him.
The guy went home. He's waiting. He waited for something to come in the mail, a phone call.
There was nothing. And this is what it says right here.
How many years later?
He spent the next 13 years turning his life around, getting married, raising 3 kids, learning a trade. He made no effort to conceal his identity or whereabouts. He paid taxes, traffic tickets, renewed his driver's license, and registered his businesses.
He actually had three...
He rehabilitated himself.
He had like three...
Three kids.
Three businesses, too. I mean,
Yes. So it says not until last year did Missouri Department of Corrections discover the clerical error. That
13
kept
years later.
He was sentenced for 13 years. And it was 2013.
Ironically, 13 years later, they go, oops.
So now they discovered a clerical error that kept him free. In one single day last June, Anderson's life was turned upside down. They sent a SWAT team to his house.
SWAT.
He was getting his 3-year-old daughter breakfast, and these men with automatic weapons banged on his door. Anderson, now 37, was taken to Southeast Correctional Facility in Charleston, Missouri, to begin his serving the sentence. To begin serving the sentence.
To rehabilitate him.
So he rehabilitated himself better than the prison probably could ever.
Mm-hmm.
Over the amount of time that the prison would have had him. He would actually been out earlier before that because of, parole and everything
else. He might have been gang raped a couple times, but he would have done his time.
Now he is back in jail and he is trying to fight, saying that he has changed his life. He's rehabilitated himself as a person on his own, and yet...
I think something's going to happen.
And, before the armed robbery, he had one arrest for marijuana possession on his record. Yeah. That was it. And on his record, when he and his cousin robbed an assistant manager
with a fake gun.
Yes, they had a BB gun. They robbed the Burger King, and so August of '99.
Oh, it's a black guy. He ain't getting out.
Well,
I'm telling you, he's a black guy. He is not getting out.
And honestly, this is why they threw it on him, because he was not going to get out, because that's when they finally brought the story out and they told everybody. The lawyer
my words.
Says,
today's date
how long?
4/16.
Are you good?
13. He is not getting out. We're going to do this show. I'm going to bring this story up in 4 months. I'm going to be like, he's still in jail. Every week. Every week. He's still in jail. We're going to look him up.
I would have no problem with that.
He's not getting out.
He will be our new Bar Talk fucking friend. Because I would like to see if this guy ever... They don't have, like, a time that he's going to be in jail.
Here's what
Does
we
he
do.
Have to do all 13
Here's
years
what we do.
After 13 years?
Here's what I want you to do. Find out where he's at. They got his name and everything. Send a letter. Tell him, you know, you're with the press. You want to get his story out there. He will gladly either write back or, you know what I mean? Can we set it? Well, give him a number. Say, hey, call Collect. Can you make Collect fucking cell phone calls?
You ain't calling on my phone. Shit, a Collect cell phone call?
I got unlimited.
They probably own like my fucking first.
I got unlimited. Or something. Tell them we're set up. Tell them to write us.
Yeah, you don't have unlimited on fucking Collect.
Tell them to write us, and we'll get his story. And see what we can find out, man. We're trying to talk to the guy. What's his name?
The crazy thing is...
Jamal... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's,
Raheem...
Shut up.
Abdullah...
Cornelius Anderson.
Oh, jeez. I'd rather go with Jamal.
The whitest name.
And the worst name ever.
He's a corny
on
Anderson.
Our Urban Dictionary list.
Yes.
Okay.
He's
a carpenter.
It's a... You know,
Jesus was a carpenter. How you gonna lock Jesus up?
See, honestly, like it's funny because this is the first time since it happened. The last time that it happened in Missouri in 1912.
1912, yeah.
Okay, now I can understand 1912 how somebody could fall through the system. 2000, yeah, I get it. They were worried about Y2K and everything. They were like, maybe they lost them because
the people who set up their computer website were the ones who set up the Obamacare website. So that
that's a played out joke by CNN and you know Fox News right now. You understand that one, but
all right. So
yeah, but we will try to get contact. And we will try
you
to keep
what?
Up to date
that.
With that. Yes, I'd like to.
We can both work on that. We're going to get his fucking address. We're going to write to this guy. It's easy to write to the jail.
I'd rather probably have a lawyer somewhere in here too. I didn't see his lawyer's name, but
if he's in,
no,
there,
Anderson's attorney Patrick McGarrow.
We
got it.
Okay,
it's in Missouri, and the guy's name's McGarrow. Probably not too many.
Bar Talk will get him out. We're
changing,
gonna work on it.
Changing the world.
We're gonna try, one brother at a time, one inmate at a time. All right, so yep. With that, man, the bar's a little empty.
It's not a little empty. It's a
it's
little.
It's all guys. It's
a little full.
It's more cocks.
It's a little full.
It's more cocks than box. That's bad.
There's no box. No box.
So let me just throw this out there real quick. Okay, I came across this article, and it jumped right out at me. And the headline of this thing was 6 easy, effective pickup lines that work. Like, if you use these lines, you will get the girl that you want.
Yeah.
So, my curiosity got to me.
Yeah, because pickup lines work, and they don't...
Curiosity got to me. I said, let me check out these lines. You know what? I'm going... Let me... We need a man... Where's... We need to grab a female over here. Amanda, can we use it for, like, a minute? Can we come here for, like, 1 minute? Okay, I'm going... This is the number one. This is the number one effective pickup line. Number one. Oh, wait. Amanda's going to take a shit. I really don't know if I'm going to use a line. Or, no, she went to the bathroom. Okay. Give us a minute.
Anyway.
Okay. I'm going to use the number one. The number one.
Okay, your
effective
number one.
Pickup line.
My number one on this list.
And I'm going to see her reaction. Okay. Okay, real quick, all right. We want to welcome, please, we need a big round of applause and welcome the beautiful, lovely Amanda. Yes, Amanda's here. Okay. Amanda.
You're the fake clapping.
That was real clapping.
So, Amanda, okay. Now, currently, your social status, you're currently single?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, you're a bartender. She's our bartender here at Tom Fuller's. Okay. A lot of guys come in. She's very pretty, very beautiful, right? She got a little bit up top, a little bit at the bottom. She got a little something all the way around. She's looking good. All right. So you get hit on a lot. I'm sure you hear a lot of weird pickup lines in some ways.
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to know one? Is there any one that kind of sticks out that you go, really? Is there any one? Okay. Well, okay. Not one sticks out. Okay.
No.
I'm going to throw this out there at you. Has anyone said this to you? Ready? Ready for this one?
I'm ready.
And you rate this. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The number one pickup line. Okay. Ready? Easy. I have the 6 easy effective pickup lines that work.
Okay.
Excuse me. Would you hold this for me while I go take a walk?
That's terrible.
I extended out my hand. What?
Don't do that. That's bad.
I extended out my hand and I gave it to her. It's like, will you hold this for me while I take a walk?
That's
that way
bad.
You walk together. No, not good.
No, you're not.
Okay, hold on. I did look up some myself.
Okay, and, okay. Beaver has
the number one that they did have on this website was, you know, inheriting $80 million doesn't mean so much when you have a weak heart.
Sold. Done. Sold.
Okay, here's one. Can you believe this? I won a $1 million lottery. My wife left me because I have a big penis and I like to cuddle too much.
Yeah, I won 80 million. It's all good, though.
Yeah, 80 million always wins, and no wife. So, I mean, that's like a...
Okay, well, here's one right here. Here's one. Okay, real quick. Okay, ready? Number two. Hey, I'm Keith. Can I take you out sometime?
That's
number two on this freaking list.
That's probably, like, the best, though, because at least you're being upfront about what your intentions are instead of some corny stuff.
Okay, okay.
Well, how about this? I'll be Burger King, you'll be McDonald's. I'll have it my way, but you'll be loving it.
I'm a vegetarian. That won't work.
Fair enough.
Here's one. Are you Irish? Because my penis is Dublin.
No, because... No. Are you Irish? Because my penis is Dublin.
Do you have a license? You're driving me crazy.
Are you wearing astronaut pants? Because that ass is out of this world, girl.
Hey.
I got a laugh on that one.
I lost my phone number. Can I borrow yours?
this is one. Seriously, somebody tried. You smell like trash. May I take you out? So anyway, we're going to keep going through some of these.
Hey, Sarah.
Right,
here I am. Now, what are your other two wishes?
I think I got her on that one. Hey, Sarah, I don't know if you know this, but you look a lot like my next girlfriend. So I don't know if you know this, but you look a lot like my next girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Amanda, are you lost? Heaven's nowhere near here.
Hey, Amanda, how about you wrap your legs around me, around my head, so I can wear you like the crown you are?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's just fucking rough. I'm sorry. I'm reading off the list. This isn't me.
Okay, I got her on this one. Hey, Sarah. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I do.
I can walk by again.
Sarah, is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I see myself in your pants.
Oh my God, that's like.
All right.
Are you religious? Because you're the answer to my prayers.
Hey, are you busy tonight about 2 a.m.? Oh shit. Found a line. Ding, ding, ding.
You must be a broom because you're sweeping me off my feet.
Oh wow, that's a lame one.
That was number two. That was
like
number
the
two.
Best one?
Well, on the cheese. Okay,
yeah, we're beyond best ones. Do you mind if I hang out here until it's safe back where I farted?
Okay, here's number 5 of the best. Ready?
Right.
You look like trouble. That's it. You look like trouble. The writer, now look, here's the author of the best one. He goes, the one you look like trouble? This is one of my favorite. It works only if you're in a fun, relaxed setting, like a crowded party or bar. And only if said in an easygoing manner, delivered with a genuine smile. Hey, you look like trouble.
Okay, hold on. How about this one? How about this one? The next one on my line. Excuse me, does this Frank smell like chloroform?
Let me write that. How do you spell chloroform?
Yeah.
That's from Paul
Pass. Well, no, it's from somebody making up probably using chloroform at the time.
Right.
It's probably from a one of the the Law and Orders, you know, SVUs or something like that.
I think I seen that one on Cops.
He asked me if it smelled like chloroform, and then I woke up and I didn't have pants on.
Okay, wait. Let me try this one.
Oh, no, hold on. Let me try this line on her because she actually does eat meat. I'll be Burger King, you'll be McDonald's. I'll have it my way, but you'll be loving it.
I like that.
Yeah, see?
I got a thirst, baby, and you're my Gatorade.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. There all we right. go. All right, let me throw this
for
one
the athletic type.
I'm going to extend my hand. Hey, wait. Can you hold this?
Sure.
While I go take a walk.
Aww.
Hey. Gotta
which
remember
was
that.
That?
One. That was number one
that
of the
one.
Easiest number one pickup line.
Inheriting $80 million doesn't mean much when you have a weak heart.
Aww.
What? Can I take your picture? Because I want Santa to know what I want for Christmas.
That's a good one. Right on. That was a good one. I've never heard
yeah,
of
that. Yeah,
before.
Write that one down. Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've run low, and unfortunately,
here's the number one cheesiest one. Number one cheesiest on this list.
Wow.
Here. What's your sign?
Cow. Virgo.
I got no response.
Yeah. why is this the number one?
I have no idea. That is according
to the epitome of cheesiest line, which has been around.
Wait,
since
he used the word epitome for one.
That's what it fucking says right there, dumbass.
He did use epitome.
The epitome of cheese. This line, which has been around
that?
At least since the Beatles came to America. Though some research says that it could almost be 2,000 years old, ranks as the very worst line in dating history. The fact that it is still in use says a lot of the decay of social standards and glaring disparity of some singles. Yeah, Keith, you use that line because you're not single.
Okay, well, here's a couple.
That's always a trivia question.
Here's the number five. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This is the number four most effective pickup line. Wow. This party really surprised me with the insert food, wine, view, entertainment, pick something. Wow, this party really surprised me
with all the
party.
You went onto a website for like guys that can't actually talk to women and trying to figure out words to say, and they're like,
put in here's one. I really like your comment on anything interesting the person you wish to meet is holding, wearing, reading, etc. Suppose you're like sweeping up a
really
throw
like,
up spell. I really like your mop. It's really moppy.
It's really moppy. You mop so good.
Here's effective pickup line number six. All right, ready? Here's number six. Hi.
That's it?
That's it. Hi.
Is that a pickup line or is that like just an icebreaker?
I don't know. That's just a really.
I feel like some of those aren't lines. They're like icebreakers.
I saved the most obvious icebreaker for last.
Yes, smart.
This is the absolute best pickup line ever invented. It's quick, clean, neat, unassuming, non-intrusive, friendly, and pleasant. It gets the other person to notice you and signals your interest at the same time. Here's the thing. It's likely that your flirting target has already noticed you and has been waiting to see. Hi.
Hi.
You look like trouble.
Yeah.
I want to tell you off. And your friend, too. I'm sitting in a booth right now,
yeah.
So I can say that.
And your friend, too.
And your friend, too.
All right, so there we go.
I'm thinking there is a line.
And the guy's name, the other, Dave Singleton.
Aww. Aww. That's not his name, is it?
Well, hey, you know, if he was Dave Got a Lot of Puss or something like that, or, you know. But Dave Singleton. All right.
So then we will confirm nor deny.
Okay, Keith, I have a... I have work for you to do over the off week.
Only off week here. Okay.
It is going to be tying into how the moon follows Venus in the sky as a pickup line.
Okay.
It's going to be something of, have you ever noticed that the moon follows Venus? It's the same as I would follow.
If Venus was hot, I'd follow her too.
It's the same as I would follow your beauty any night. some variation.
Okay.
You think of something. Moon and Venus. That's your job. I'm going to try to concept.
Stop. Start over again because I'm lost here.
Your job is to come up with a pickup line. Come up with
a pickup line. For why the moon follows Venus.
Okay.
In a night sky.
Why does the moon
follow Venus?
Am I trying to get laid or am I trying to get smacked in the face?
No, you're trying to get laid.
Have like a laid one and a smacked face one.
Because you're hot and full of gas. I don't know.
And then, you know, you can get extra credit if you do both.
How long have you been single, Beamer? Thinking about moon and Venus?
I've been in many relationships. No, honestly, I went out earlier in Protect of the Sky, and I saw the moon and Venus sitting next to it. So it is, at this time of the year, at least in the East Coast, it's a very visible thing.
Okay. Well, in my day, I didn't really have a pickup line.
I just had,
like, you know how The Walking Dead, they got the three questions?
No. You're ruining the series. Shut up.
When you come across someone, you don't know how to trust them, whether you trust them or not. They go, you know, have you killed anyone? They go, yes, if they do. They go, was it a walker or a human or whatever? You know, then they answer that, and then you go, why? Those are the three questions that you ask. It's really ironic because when I didn't have a pickup line,
right.
I would have three questions. Or really, it was three things that's how you find out whether or not I would hook up or not.
Right.
One would be, am I going to get in trouble talking to you?
Right.
And you'd be like, well, why you say that? I don't know, your boyfriend, husband. And right. They go, no, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a husband. Okay. Right. Two, what's your curfew?
Right.
Well, I don't have a curfew. Three, are we going to hang out later?
Right.
If you got two out of three, that was it.
You were in there like swimming.
In there like playing. And you don't do them one after the other.
Right.
The first one would be right off the bat,
through
you would talk.
Conversation.
Through conversation, I would go through all three questions, and that's how I would know.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to pay attention to these boys when I go out to the bar.
Yep, they're going to be sneaking this stuff out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know it was so well thought out.
Oh, it's planned out. And see, there's the, you know, the whole thing is catching eye contact. You would look. If you get the eye contact, you go, okay. Is she just being nice?
First. Oh, Justin doesn't believe me. The eyes are
thick.
I know guys who would just talk to anybody. Thick. Why? Look at them in the eyes. Hi. If they're eye contacting back and smiling, okay. Your next step then is to get over and say something. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Fine. Eyes are
What's
thick.
Your name?
Yeah, believe me.
Yo, I got to say this. Okay, I'm going to say this on the podcast.
Okay.
I still fucking got it. Walking my dog.
Yeah.
One time I go to the mailbox, got my dog. Lady pulls up in the car. She goes to the mailbox. Hey, how you doing? Hi, how are you? Oh, that's a cute dog. What kind is it? He's a pit. Oh, he's a pit? Yeah. Wow, he's cute. That's the dog. All right. I think I've seen you walking around a circle before. Yeah, you know, I walked around. Oh, that's pretty cool. All right.
So it's a neighbor.
I live, right around here. Oh, okay, really? Yeah. I think I'm right behind your house. Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too. This was last summer. Never forget, the fucking woman is, she's a black girl. Looked like Holly Berry.
Oh, really?
I was like, God. I said, thanks, DJ. What's today? Today is Wednesday. Monday, walking my dog. Monday, home from work, walking the dog. I see this car. Now, I know she has a convertible. Because I've seen her ride around.
Right.
Walking my dog, I see this convertible pull up, or it's driving and it stops. And I don't pay it no mind. I see Maryland tags. I figure, oh, somebody must be lost. Walk by, no problem. And where we walk, I walk out of my development. There's a long stretch that we walk down of grass, you know, grass and trees, and then we come back into my development. So the car does a U-turn. Don't pay it any mind. Figure they were lost, blah, blah, blah. Walking back, turning back into my development, walking the dog, I see the car coming again. Stops at the stop sign. I look, and it's the woman from the mailbox. She goes, hi. I went, oh, hi. I don't know if I, because I don't just wave. I said, right. I didn't know if you had waved or whatever. Hey, how you doing? Okay, I'm fine. That's a pretty dog. And I'll stop and go, what? Oh yeah, what kind is it?
Nuh-uh.
And I'm like, yeah, he's a pit bull. Really? Yeah. Oh, you know what? I've seen that dog walk around. I think our dogs, you know, have talked. And went, oh, okay, you know, have met.
Okay.
I went, okay, now wait a minute. So I go, all right. She goes, yeah. So you have kids? I think I see you with your daughter. And I'm thinking, this fucking bitch is stalking me.
She's creeping.
So I'm like, well, yeah, you know, my daughter is over here, you know, occasionally a lot, you know. She's okay. So I don't think I caught your name. I said, my name's Keith. What's yours? She went, Monica. And I went, how you doing, Monica? I said, how you doing, Monica? That's a very pretty name. She went, thank you. Put her head down. I was saying to myself, yeah, I still got it.
Yeah.
I go, well, I have to go now. She goes, okay, all right, I'll see you. And she drove off. I'm like, yeah, I still got it. But she lives right, and I'm sitting on my deck. Went out today, I'm looking, and I see the car. Her house is directly. We have this little, you know, them little ponds that they make.
Yeah.
The water fountain thing, yeah. And I'm like, her fucking thing is right there. She's fucking could be sitting out of her house just watching me. Cause I walk out with my dog and I got a little tether.
Or she could have the 51st date fucking syndrome where she can only remember as soon as she wakes up.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I still got it. I still got it, bitches. So, with all this.
Honestly, one thing I did find out with the, looking up the lines.
And by the way, I did tell the wife, I said, baby, I said, DJ's a chick magnet. I told her the story.
Honestly.
And then she was like, oh, he's good. I go, wait a minute. Don't you think that some of it was me?
But she went, no. By looking up the pickup lines, I found out today, which I've already fucking had an idea before, was the number one way to pick up women. You know what that is?
With a pet.
Well, no, with a dog.
I just had to show I still had it.
You can't say with a pet.
I still got it.
If you have a guy walking, there used to be a guy in a couple towns away from us walking around with a cat sitting on his shoulder and fucking doing Main Street North.
That's scary.
A dog on a leash, like, oh, it's a beauty. This is like a cute little dog, you know.
I said, guy with an iguana like this. So like, dude, really? Girl's like, ah!
You gotta differentiate between with a pet.
All right.
Well, Beamer, with all this...
Yeah, well, that's a pickup line.
She'd like to tap my fish.
Would you like to see my sucker?
So, with all... why has it got to be a blowfish? Hey, now. So, Beamer, with all this love and pickup lines and... testosterone and pheromone in the air.
Pheromones.
Can you take us home with it? It's time for a Beamer inspirational. He always does an inspirational.
I didn't even
moment. I love
levity,
it.
I haven't even thought about it. It's just the levity of it all that is running me from thinking too deep.
Okay, let me say it. Here is Beamer's inspirational moment.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna bounce away from the idea, from the topic of meeting new people and you know, possibly starting new relationships and everything, and go back because I wasn't able to bring up, you know, past things, but there's been a few situations that have happened in the United States over the last couple weeks that I have not brought up that it's brought me closer to my family and everything and friends and being able to appreciate. Why we do this? Why we are able to throw stupid cliche fucking pickup lines to women, and you know why we're able to sit here on the computer? It's because life's fragile, but at the same time, it's a great thing. So enjoy it. Do everything you can. Every day should not be wasted. You know, if you talk to one person and you make them smile, then you have accomplished something. It may not be what you need to accomplish for the day. But you have accomplished something. So keep doing it. Keep going. Keep stepping forward. Even when you're at your worst, you're still nowhere near the worst you could be. So enjoy life. Appreciate. You're never older than you are right now. And you're never younger than you are right now. So enjoy life. You are you. This is life. Every moment, every second, every day. Love it. Live it. Be real. And appreciate others.
All right. And that's the Beamer inspirational moment. All right. And with that, that inspired me to say one last pickup line. One last one. Okay. Kate Upton, I love you. Okay, that's it.
Now,
call me.
Call me. Baby?
Call me. Baby.
Are those yoga pants?
Are those yoga pants you're wearing?
Well, yes, they are. Thank you.
And thanks, Mother Nature. Thanks for postponing the yoga pants weather, pushing it back some more, bringing snow and cold air back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks a lot. You're playing a really cruel joke. But we're all set. Yoga pants. Bring them back.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be a quick yoga pants season to bikinis. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I just mourned the loss of yoga pants for the past couple of days, but
yeah, but short.
But right now,
short shorts and bikinis. All right, all right, all right,
all right.
Hey, Daisy Duke, you know what I like about you? You keep getting older, but them shorts getting smaller and smaller every day.
You know, I was supposed to end it after the inspirational moment. And we want to thank Sarah for sitting in. Sarah. Applause for Sarah sitting in. We're glad that you came.
I'm here for you guys.
But we love to see you leave.
I know.
No. We hate to see you leave. But we hate to see you go, but we love
no,
we
hate to see you.
Yeah. We're glad we don't want you to go, but we love to watch it.
Right.
We don't fuck that whole thing up. Just walk so we can see your ass. How about that? We just want to see your ass when you leave. All right. So anyway, that's it for Bar Talk this week. I am DJ K.
And I'm Beamer.
And this is Bar Talk. Don't forget, get us at, email us, bartalk1@yahoo.com. bartalk1@yahoo.com. Free on iTunes. Podomatic.
Free.
Download the app on your iOS 9 or Android phone, 9 Apple phones. And that's it.
And as we say, hit us up. Give us any suggestions that you have for any episode, any kind of ideas that you want to hear. Let us know through our email.
Yes. Thanks a lot, and we will see you on the flip side.
Later.
Peace.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.